Hi, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing. Today I'm going to talk about why signing long-term agreements with SEO or web companies, in my opinion, is a very, very bad idea. Now again, I'm not going to disparage anybody, I'm not going to name names, but if you have to sign a 1, 2, 3 year contract with any company, to me that says a few things about the company that should be warning signs to you. Everything we do here at Speakeasy Marketing is month to month. Why? The reason we do that is if I'm in an agreement with you and you're not happy, why do I want to keep you in it? Why do I want to force you into that agreement if you're unhappy and you're pissed off? Would I want to piss off an attorney, especially a criminal defense attorney or any other kind? No. You guys have teeth, and not to be afraid of you, but why would I want to piss off a client when I don't need to? If a client's not happy with my service and they want to fire me, and people have, go ahead. If I don't prove myself every month to you, then there's a problem. There's something wrong. If I'm not getting you the results you want month in and month out, you got to fire me. There's no other choice. If I force you into a 1, 2, or 3 year agreement, well, then you're afraid to fire me. You know, you could be sued for breach of contract, all that stuff. Who wants that? Do you want that? Do you need that hassle? Do I want that? No, nobody wants that. So in my mind, there's really no reason that you have to enter into a long-term agreement. Here's another thing. What if you're in agreement, let's say for a year or 2 years, and things change? You want to change your website and that's not in your contract and you got to pay more. Or you find that the SEO company you're working with is slow and they take like a month to respond. Or every time you want something done, they mess it up and they don't do it right. Well, what can you do? You're stuck in this contract. Now you got to fight with them. And, you know, no good. What if SEO changes or the web changes or you need to make some major changes to your site or you decide I'm going to close my practice or I'm changing practice areas or I'm taking on a partner or whatever it is? Well, what if you're locked into this agreement and the agreement doesn't call for that? Now you got to alter the agreement or pay more or just sit there, you know, and get nothing done and waste time. Here's another thing. What if the company that you're working with doesn't get you good results? Well, now you're locked in. Now, even if new companies approach you that do sound good, that you think will really do a good job for you, well, now you got to pay them on top of your current company just to get the results you want. And that would really irk you and upset you, you know? At that point, yeah, you have you now have a trade-off. You could either stick with what you got and get no results for another year or two, or pay more and potentially get results, but you got to pay more. You know, and that's not a good position to be in. And a lot of attorneys are in that position. Believe me, I hear it. So in my mind, these are all the reasons why I don't see any need for long-term contracts. And any company that tells you you got to do a long-term contract, think about why. What's behind that? You know, do they really need that? No. There's people out there like Speakeasy Marketing that don't need that. Why would these other companies need that? Just, again, consider that and think about that.